residents respond to appeals from neighbors and activists urging peaceful protests. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Cleveland.
This is NPR News.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. One of the nation's largest egg producers says it will destroy 2 million egg-laying hens in Minnesota due to H5N2 avian influenza virus. The development at the South Central Minnesota chicken farm brings the total of affected birds to 35 million in 15 states. Rembart Enterprises Farm Vice President of Marketing Jonathan Spurway says that one barn holding about 200,000 birds was infected, but the entire flock will be killed as a precaution. House Speaker John Boehner says it's doubtful that the House will take up Trade Promotion Authority legislation before the week-long Memorial Day recess begins on Friday. Boehner says that when the Senate completes its work on the bill, the House will then follow suit. Greece's cash-strapped government today says it needs a deal with bailout lenders by the end of the month to avoid defaulting on its debt this summer. Uncertainty over Greece saw the interest rate on the government's 2-year bonds, that's a gauge of default risk, surge about 3 percentage points today to above 24%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 18,277, is up almost 5 points. The NASDAQ is 5,052. It's up about 4, and the S&P 500 is 2,123, and it is up just over 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A big storm system impacted a big part of the northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest over the weekend and is still lingering yet today. The storm has been responsible for some very impressive weather, including some 40-mile-per-hour sustained winds and gusts of 70, rain totals running 1 to 3 inches and local amounts to 5.25 inches, and all that occurring in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and a heavy snow that occurred from north-central parts of North Dakota into Manitoba. In fact, parts of Manitoba, which was also once dry along with Minnesota and the Dakotas, also picked up on 1 to 3.5 inches of rainfall, with some significant snow accumulation as well. This morning, freezing temperatures were widespread across a big part of the Canadian prairies down into Montana and western and north central portions of North Dakota. Crop damage is expected to be widespread in the southwest corner of Saskatchewan and some of the canola region, also where lentils are produced, as well as many other crops that were early emerged and establishing. Already some damage occurred in this region from a freeze that occurred 2 weeks ago, but crops are now more advanced than they were then, and the cold was also more widespread than at that time, so damage is suspected. Tomorrow morning, we're going to see more freezes occurring in the north-central United States, in the Dakotas in particular, and some more crop damage will occur to canola and sugar beets, as well as to some early corn and soybeans, and temperatures will get down to lower middle 20s across some of that region. It will be dry there finally, though. The entire U.S. Midwest will be experiencing colder weather as we move forward through this week. We expect to see the high temperatures settle into the 50s and lower 60s through a fair amount of this week, at least early this week, and we'll see a slow rebound in the temperatures as we get out into the second half of the work week. And some of that cool air is going to certainly suppress crop development for a little while and keep the ground wet because drying conditions will be poor. High temperatures today in the northwestern and portion portions of the Midwest will be limited to the 40s and 50s. There may even be some 30-degree readings in North Dakota and parts of Minnesota. In contrast, the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will still see 70 and 80-degree highs today. And then tomorrow, the cooler air will start to work its way into the lower parts of the Midwest. Tomorrow's highs will be 50s and 60s throughout most of the region, with a few lower 70s in the Ohio River Valley. As we move on out into the day on Wednesday, and maybe Thursday, we'll see highs in the upper 50s and 60s across the Midwest, although Thursday should be a little bit warmer. And then after that, we'll get back into a little bit more normal temperature regime for the balance of this week going into the weekend. Now, next week, there'll be some other shots of cooler air coming along, so the northern parts of the Midwest will see cooler bias conditions. The contrast from the coolness that will be in the northernmost sections and the warmth that's going to be occurring across the central and southern parts of the Midwest, as well as all the southern U.S., will likely set the stage for more rain and thunderstorm activity. It just is that everything will be shifted a little bit to the south, so the greater rains will return to parts of the lower Midwest, and especially the western portions of the Corn Belt in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. Hard red winter wheat country will likely see a significant amount of additional rainfall over the next week, and a continued concern over the condition of hard red winter wheat is going to prevail, with lower protein values as well as a wet weather disease problem possibly threatening the quality of the crops there. The heart of the Midwest, though, will probably continue to see good conditions with favorable field working activity likely as we go through the end of this week and into the weekend, but it has to occur around the shower and thunderstorm activity that will be prevalent at that point in time. The driest weather in the U.S. will probably be confined to the southeastern corner of the country and also, of course, in California, where drought will prevail. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 552 and three quarters up 11. Soft July 518 and a quarter up 7 1/4. July corn 368 up 2 1/2. September 374 and three quarters up 2 1/4. December 385 up 2 1/4. July beans 958 and three quarters up 5 1/2. September 941 and a quarter up 4 1/4. November 938 and three quarters up 4 1/4. July soybean meal 307.40 up 4.10. July soybean oil 32.89 down 18 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you very much. Looks like the wheat market has some enthusiasm this morning. Case of the twos. Perhaps too wet in the southern plains and too cold in the northern plains.
Both of those. I think Drew mentioned it there, that there's some more rain expected in the plains. And you look at the 14-day precip that just fell there over the last couple weeks. You see some pretty heavy totals in Oklahoma, Arkansas, parts of Kansas, parts of Texas. So seeing some short covering there. And you look at the fund position, you know, they built a pretty heavily short over the last few months here. So we are seeing some short covering continuing here again this morning with wheat up another 7-8 cents, and really kind of a pull up here for the corn market. Corn doesn't have a whole lot of stone news to stand on here this morning, but continues to kind of firm up here a little bit on the heels of the wheat market.
And that cold may be even creeping south into North Dakota and parts of Minnesota too?
Yeah, some concern probably for those producers, although I think damage is expected to be somewhat limited. We'll see how cold it gets here the early part of the week, probably offering a little bit of underlying support to the corn market here this morning. But, you know, up 2 cents on corn, not overly concerned, but we will continue to monitor that here as the week goes on. Just probably a little bit chillier than most people would like here as we head into the third week in May. So that'll be something here continue to monitor as the week goes on.
We get another report on planting in progress this afternoon. What do you expect? Maybe something between 80-85% corn?
Yeah, I think some of the expectations are in that mid to upper 80s here for corn. You know, beans probably right around that 50% mark. Looking for wheat ratings to be steady to maybe a touch better here. So getting kind of wrapping up here on the market, on the planting progress, especially for corn. We'll see how that last 10 to 15% goes with the cooler, wetter weather we've seen across the Corn Belt here the last few days, and then we'll start getting into the ratings and see how that goes. Most of the stuff that has been planted and coming up looks pretty good, so we expect some pretty good ratings to start. start out here over the next couple weeks. But, you know, we're still somewhat in a weather market here, Dave, with the cooler weather and the rain coming on, and it looks like we do got, you know, you look at the 8 to 14 day forecast, and continue to see some warm temperatures, but also some wet temperatures here, so we'll see if that impacts the last little bit of planting. But right now, the market's not overly concerned with the weather forecast, with the exception of the wheat market.
So do you think that if that weather pans out, we see some more spreading, buy corn, sell beans?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that works if we do have some switching going on. I don't think the market's, like I said, overly concerned right now, but we'll see if we head into another weekend here this weekend where we haven't had much progress. Could be a little bit bigger of an issue. I think overall, though, when you look at the ending stocks that we saw here on the May 12th crop report, it's going to be a little more concern in the weather to get much more of a bounce going here, Dave.
Very quickly, what's your take on the U.S. dollar, 93.93 at the moment?
Yeah, we've been kind of in a range here the last two or three days between this 93.94 mark, you know, but overall the last couple months been in a pretty good downtrend. I think if we are going to have any sort of a bounce, any sort of a more lasting rally, I think the dollar is going to play a major part in that if we continue to see some weakness. So I think, once again, these outside markets are something we need to continue to pay attention to.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of Midco. He's in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. July corn now trading 368 up 2.5. December 385.25 up 2.5. July soybeans 959.25 up 6. November 939.5 up 5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.